Hi everybody, Michelle from Boo Sounds here, along with Hi-Fi George.
Hi everybody.
We have just come from our community garden. I don't know the temp right now, but I wouldn't doubt that it's 29 degrees Fahrenheit, so approaching the hundreds at least, I think, for the...
No, we're in Celsius, so...
Fahrenheit, it's in the...
Pushing
the hundreds. Anyway. Or pushing in the 90s, I mean. I don't know. I might make an addendum to this later, but we'll see. But anyway. We just finished our community garden. We got a good harvest of peas, beans... a pumpkin. I think we had a little aminal try to nibble at it, because he nibbled at a pea as well.
Yep.
So we were thinking of taking everything with us, but I think we'll save that one for home. No zucchinis, but there are some blossoms, and we gave it a good water. But even George said afterwards, the soil is just damp, so we're going to get some...
Hopefully get some help, because we're going to be away the next few days.
Yeah.
We're not able to look after it.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, we got some peas, some beans. I think we lost our carrots, because they just got overcrowded with...
everything.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, well, that's why I want to see about getting another bed, because I would like, maybe the other one can be root vegetables or something, you know, or something. I haven't figured it out yet, and yeah, close to 118th Avenue, so we get the loud traffic, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot of big trucks and buses and everything else.
Yeah. It was good, though. George helped.
Yeah.
What are your views on that?
Well, it's sort of like hunting for treasure in a way, because you get all... It's a real network, a crisscross of vines. I can't tell one plant from the other. They're growing together pretty much.
Yeah.
But you just kind of reach through little holes where you can find them and find peas hanging down off the plant.
Yep.
Varying sizes. There were some, unfortunately, that were starting to shrivel. So I'm hoping that as we've watered, they'll perhaps recover some.
They probably will. Plants are pretty resilient, and I think we got there just in time.
Yes.
We lost some pumpkin blossoms, but that's okay. We'll leave what's on there. And see how it does, and go from there. Ours was yellow, so it might need a bit more ripening. So I might even just leave that one on the counter and see how it does. It's pretty small.
Yep. A little bigger than it's bigger than a large apple.
I'd say probably baseball size.
Actually, yeah, that'd be fairly accurate too.
Yep. But that's okay. We eat our pumpkins. We don't, we're not,
More cut them up. More cut them up rather than carve them up.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
My mind's kind of mush. I usually get that way when I'm very hot, and it's not as shady here as I'd like.
Yeah, we're kind of, it's partial.
Yeah. So, anywho, a few mosquitoes out. Got another errand to do, unfortunately, and then we go home and go from there. Okay, may your journeys be safe, take care, and God bless. Bye for now.